people will say they started with finding the fire, but really humanity has started with civilization and it grown up to be globalization. Means we know that we influence each other, we are interrelated now. And there is hope for this. We know we have a lot of prices to pay, this and that, but the hope is there. Doomsday is a good story, full of fear given to you. Why? To avoid it, when you know that if a city runs on whatever, go back in the stories, one is dictatorship, one is the orgy stuff, only paying attention to sex, one is the aggressive one is the passive one, all of them will tell their stories and will say, these are not the ways. This is the point. Here he will explain it. He will say, remember, I don't say the fear is not there. Fear is good, it's given to me, but I'm not afraid. Because at the same time, I have the hope. Fear is the one which is now in hand. I'm trying to give you the subject to fear from that village man, right? But tonight, don't take it negative. I'm not saying that this is going to happen. I say you should have fear that this could happen, but do not be afraid. Because I'm showing you the footsteps of the people who passed safely. Do you remember I said this is one of those difficult passes? These paths, yes, it's fearsome. Let me put it this way. Look at this young fellow. She says that, oh, you know what, in this short time I lived, I have seen so many nasty fellows that I can trust nobody anymore. My brother did it to me, my sister did it to me, my parents did it to me, my neighbors. Who could I trust? What is your answer? Nothing. Yes. Because all the fears and the experiences and all that are real. But is it really? Or we could tell it. Listen, first of all, everybody is bad, okay. Is there any good fellow or not? If she says no, there is no good fellow. If you're not in a civilized environment, kill her. That's a good service, because she will be relaxed and yeah. If you are in a civilized place, run away from this fellow who doesn't believe in goodness. Yes, because she believed in the darkness, period. Yes, the darkness is here, but the hope is here. Where is the hope? Where is the hope? But I always insist, there is a man, 91 year old, walking in the air, and he's the hope. After 27 years of torture, coming out with no hatred, and being ready to change. That is the best part of it. Do you remember his famous stuff when he's talking about this and other? Is it this and other? Is it? If I expect the others to change, shouldn't I change first? This is hope. Not he. He's a fellow. Good for him. He's a saint. For me, footstep. Looking at what he did, how he arrived over there. He arrived to be the savior of a nation by what? By becoming a simple, honest lawyer. Period. with no possibilities, being black, being the nigger fellow, understanding the law means what? He studied hack. He did. And he was honest. That's what the lesson is. So he talked about, because he is warning you about not going to the village, but he knows that psychologically maybe you become frightened. Don't. There are hopes, but be aware of this. Yes.
The Kawaja's departure to the country. The Kawaja got to work and made preparations. The bird has resolved to sped rapidly towards the country.
Yes, okay, that was difficult because he added one word over there which is strange to you. You want to say his decision was pushing him. But he will not say his decision. He will say the bird of his decision. He brings out that birdie. Why?
Thought.
You remember his sickness, his teacher? The birds. Do you remember that 30 birds who will go to the Qaf to find Simorgh, which is 30 bird?
Yeah.
That's a bird. Means thought, thinking. The thinking was pushing him. Yes?
His kinfolk and children made ready for the journey and threw the baggage upon the ox of departure.
You see again here, that was the bird, this was the cow, and both are bird of decision, cow of decision. Means decision has two parts. First the thought, then practically mounting it on the cow. Means, do you know the cow? The earth is mounted on the cow. Cow is the carrier of the earth, right? So there are two parts. The first one is pushing, and practically they load all the way on the cow. Yes?
Rejoicing and hastening towards the country, saying, "We have eaten some fruit, give us the glad news in the country. The place for which we are bound is a sweet pasturage, and our friend there is kind and charming. He has invited us with thousands of wishes. He has planted for us the shoot of kindness. From him we shall bring back to town the store of the countryside during the long winter. Nay, he will give up the orchard for our sake. He will make a place for us in the middle of his soul. Hasten, friends, that ye may get gain. Reason from within was saying, do not rejoice."
This is tricky. First of all, okay, he explained what the imagination all is. And these were not imagination. These were the presentation that the peasant was given. Do you remember he said, come, and it is like this, and it is like that. Okay, this family, they believed it. So they repeated that, okay, it is like this, it's a beautiful garden, we're going to enjoy, and we are going to be happy. But this last verse is started with, "Ajilu ashabina kay tarbihu," in Arab. "Aql migoft az darun," in Persian. Meaning that in Arabic they were thinking that, okay, let's rush and enjoy it because this is the moment of fun. But Aql was saying, this is the second Aql, this is not the first one. The second one was saying from within that, don't enjoy it. Do not do that. Don't have fun. Why? Two verses in Arabic is coming. That's why the Aql is saying it. Yes?
"Be gainers by the gain of God. Lo, my Lord loveth not them that rejoice. Rejoice moderately on account of what he causeth to come to you. Everything that comes and is a source of preoccupation diverts you."
Ah. This word in Arabic. Why? He's talking Persian, but suddenly he switches to Arabic because if this was in Persian, it was too direct. And this is a very serious stuff that somebody, the holy fellow, will tell you, do not enjoy yourself? Don't have fun? What is this? Because there is an explanation over there, and he says that my God doesn't like the people who have fun. If you isolate it, suddenly you say, what? What's going on? How come that my God doesn't like fun? Let's go back, further back, right at the beginning. Do you remember I said the sorrow is something that nobody likes, but it's an elixir? Because when you're happy, you rest. When you feel sorrow and something is missing, you trauma, you become more active. I'm not talking about the environment in faculty, that if it is bad, you feel better. If it is good, do not enjoy yourself. Don't be confused. What are we talking about here? You? Changing you. That's what I'm talking about. And for you, the first thing you need is what? Is it to understand what you have in hand? To know your, let's say, power, asset, and all of that. Is that the first thing? We said no. The first thing is you should know what is missing in you. The shortcomings you should discover first. And when I discover my shortcoming, it feels bad. That's good. Because if it doesn't feel bad, it's really bad. Am I playing with words? This is what this is all about. Really, this is it. You see, listen. Being happy is good at the end of the path. At the beginning, you should worry. And worry is good. Fear is good. So you don't do this and that, you will be careful at the beginning. This is what I'm talking about. Happiness, oh yes, when you arrive, when you are enlightened, when you are filled up with that just and justice and good, then yes. So we could be happy about half only, the rest, no. Yes?
Rejoice moderately on account of what he causeth to come to you. Everything that comes and is a source of preoccupation diverts you. Rejoice in him. Do not rejoice in aught except him. He is the spring and other things, the month of December. Everything other than he is the leading... Is the means of leading you gradually to perdition.
Honestly, if that fellow beside you wanted to read the Persian, we'll find it more difficult. Even if I read it for her, she will find it more difficult to understand. Harchete ir oost estidrauje toast, ger chetachlo molketos to pauje toast. What did he get? Because this is a very tricky stuff. First of all, he will say, let's talk about you, your knowledge, your wisdom, your way of looking, or whatsoever in you. How is the qualities in you? To certain degrees, isn't it? Do you know anything? Absolutely. No human being is like that. Whatever you think, whatever you understand, is up to the degree of your development to that moment, and it comes from what? these nonsenses around you, which is your